All right, so Corby's here now. Hi, Corby.
What's up, boys?
Hey, Corby.
Snake.
This is exciting because the whole show is built towards golf bet payoff audio part two. And we needed Corby for this as kind of a rules official.
I've heard nothing.
Okay. Well, that's good. Because now we can play audio and talk this over and get a ruling for you of whether or not Bob and George satisfied the requirements for them in the golf bet payoff, the Great Ticket Golf Bet Payoff. You may remember last week, George and I won at Ojai over Corby and Craig, I think, two up or something like that. I forget what it was.
Yep.
But the losers in that particular case, Corby and Craig, had to sing a little Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go to Terrell McLean.
And we were all satisfied with that, right?
Yes.
There was no controversy there.
No, I mean, Dan and a few others found it bothersome that George was involved to hold Terrell McLean there, but I was fine with it. I mean,
I thought
George helped you.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
He helped you big time.
Like, but it would have been more uncomfortable had there not been somebody distracting him with football questions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
like, I thought George gave you guys or gave your team a break.
Yeah, that's on him.
Right.
Because I'm in Terrell McLean's face going, ah! I mean, like,
there's
screaming.
No doubt.
Right. But had he not been there, it would have been a lot worse for you.
And could you have ever got to 2 minutes,
which,
you think?
Because we would have to follow him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I think now, knowing this, having that first, now hearing that there's controversy about Bob's bet payoff, I think this plays into it.
Yeah, and I'll just tell you at the start, and I thought this was going to be the lead story, and it may end up being the lead story, that I fell short of requirements. And I fell short of requirements because the requirements after Bob and George lost at Sandpiper, I think three up maybe, Corby and Craig beat us. I don't remember the score, but
you guys
killed us on Saturday, and it's mostly my fault. George did everything he could. But the requirements for us, Corby, can you explain it quickly and easily?
Easily. We just take classic ticket moments and by our choosing, mine and Craig's, and then we work them into, or you guys work them into an interview however you can. And there were four or five that we laid out there for you. You had to choose three of them.
Yes.
And they were, you know, iconic ticket moments. Grego Chief Kunkel, Grubbs, Barbaro phone call.
Right. The Alexi Ticker.
Yeah, Alexi Ticker.
Al Gore.
Al Gore and Edna
and
a Mushmouth bit.
Ridiculous.
Right.
Well, anyway, you had to work three and do cowboy interviews, and the two extenuating circumstances here that I would at least say going in, because I don't like falling short of requirements, and I think I probably still owe you guys something, is that yesterday was a walkthrough, and there was nobody here, like fans to ask for autographs
to keep
the guys
around
here.
Yeah.
And so the second the walkthrough was over, they're in unison all walking towards the locker room. And I thought, here's my other explanation as I throw myself at the mercy of the court, I thought we were supposed to do one each with three different cowboys. George thought it was do all three bits with one cowboy. So we both heard you and got two different interpretations of what you wanted. Because he held one guy hostage and got three bits in, he technically did what he needed to do, but that will come into play because the Musers fought about it this
morning.
You
were right. You were correct.
Okay.
And that you get three.
I went to three different guys, but by the time I got done with Gus Johnson, I was barely able to get James Hanna. And by the time I got done with James Hanna, there was literally no one else there, and you were there to confirm that.
Oh,
right?
I watched the whole thing unfold, too.
Okay.
I could see it. Yeah. No.
All right. So anyway, here is the object of controversy that's already played on the ticket today. This is a George with sportsman Tim Scott, I think, and George tries to work in all three cuts with this young man, and here's how it played. Let's go ahead and listen to this here on the tickets.
And the poor guy that had to put up with it was Cowboy rookie safety Tim Scott, a rookie out of North Carolina, and this, with the voice of the Cowboys looking and listening on, is what this excruciating interview sounded like.
Well, how you doing?
Good. How about you?
Good. Looking forward to your first preseason game?
Oh, yeah, of course. It's pretty exciting being here and getting this opportunity. It's a blessing.
So you guys are staying here in the Residence Inn, right? This is kind of where you set up camp?
Yeah.
You have Wi-Fi.
It's a bonus.
What I'm trying to say. Yeah. You got that? Keep up to date on everything?
Oh, yeah. We get free Wi-Fi here.
Yeah. The guy's walking by right now, Jason Garrett. He seems to have really try to keep you guys focused. He tells those fables, you know, kind of stories about different things. And he told us one the other day about two guys going to camp. One of them brings a dog and is, like, distracted by the dog. And the other guy says, why'd you bring the dog in the first place? Moron dog. And the other guy said, well, you know, maybe not let him eat the napkin. But the moral of the story is, why bring a dog to training camp in the first place? He told us that story. I don't know if he told you guys that story.
No, we never heard that story.
Yeah. Well, do you think that's just maybe to leave the Packers game behind? Is that maybe the fable of that? Or?
Oh, yeah. He always talked about that.
What the hell?
His last season. This season is a new beginning, and we have to prove ourselves once again.
Mm-hmm. Where are you from?
From Northern Virginia.
Oh, okay. You keep up with the sports scene there?
Just a little bit. Not much lately.
Yeah. Well, in L.A., I guess the Lakers make the call. Well, the Dodgers are big, I guess, too. And DFW, though, it's the Cowboys, as you know. I guess everyone's told you about that.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. It's all about the Cowboys there.
Are you a baseball fan? Keep up with baseball at all?
I was born and raised in New York, so I mean, I'm a Yankees fan, but I haven't kept up with them lately. I know Derek Jeter retired, and Alex came back, but other than that, I haven't really kept up with the games.
So, like the Rangers, you don't keep up with them much at all?
Until I got here, I wasn't really a big fan of them, but I went to one game before since I've been in Dallas, so it was pretty exciting.
Well, no, while you guys were out here in training camp, the Rangers played on last night, and against someone, I'm not really sure right now. I guess it was the Royals, and they choked. But no, it was the Mariners. Do you keep up with other like baseball scores? Like the Astros beat the Cubs 4-3. The Mariners. We keep up with them in Dallas because they're in the Western Conference, so we keep up with them. They lost the other night too to the Orioles, 8-7. Anyway, I guess my question is, how much do you keep up with baseball?
When I was little, I used to keep up with it a lot. I used to live across from Yankee Stadium, but now since I've been a little older, I haven't really watched much baseball until I went to the Rangers and Red Sox game a couple weeks ago. So that was pretty exciting. And that's when Josh Hamilton hit two home runs in a row. That was pretty nice.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's nice.
I'll always remember that. It was pretty nice.
Yeah, well, cool. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thanks for the time.
All right, thank you.
Man, I can't tell you.
So,
the third one was, or whatever,
the baseball one
was good. It still wasn't exactly on.
He left the script a few times.
Yeah, he did. He wandered off. And you know
why? Because Brad Sham is just sitting right there watching the whole thing, and he's nervous around Brad Sham.
God bless it,
I'm
Brad.
Like, forget him.
Yeah, Brad was right between us as I'm whipping James Hanna, which you'll hear soon. But the Musers had a fight over this. You want to hear a little bit of that?
Craig sent me a nasty note this morning about this, saying George did not fulfill the requirements.
Okay, let's hear the fight. I'd love to hear the
fight. I put a shorter one in there if you want to play that one. I don't know if you have that available.
Okay.
Don't you think the reason he was that one is better, or not better, but it's somewhat validated that he did do all in the same guy, so by that third one, that dude is just like, what the hell
Well,
is
he only
going-
did two.
He did two, and then Wi-Fi.
Yeah, Wi-Fi didn't count, dude. Then, that's not even part of the package.
Well, I'm not here. I'm not his lawyer. I got my own problems. But but he's also did the dog eat the napkin fable, I guess,
which was not part of the proposed.
Well, maybe don't let him eat the napkin.
Bits.
Here's just a taste of their fight that Jake put together for us here briefly.
That was.
Well, I did too. I just missed a couple
of
words.
You softened it by saying, "Well, we're in Dallas, so we keep up with the Rangers." You had several softening moments where you got off script to make it more.
Okay.
Palatable.
Well, I'm not as good as Bob, but I tried.
I'm just saying. We were the winners, so we get to judge whether you guys paid off. Because if Corby and I had gone out there and sung for 20 seconds, I'm sure you would have had a problem with it.
I don't know. Maybe I would have.
You're a people pleaser, Giorgio, and when you're in those situations, you feel compelled to make it less awkward.
I don't know how you could get less awkward than that. I mean, I guess I could have – I don't think I softened the baseball thing at all. It was
one or two words. Even Bob messed up a word or two. I mean, you can't. I don't understand.
I don't think it meant the spirit of the payoff, but okay.
So you're saying
okay,
he needs to
I'll
do
pay
it
you
again.
$1 million.
Well, it's too late because we're leaving camp. We're not going to any more practices. But when Corby laid down that whatever the payoff was, I imagined something a little different. It was awkward. It was funny, but I didn't think it
wasn't
really
funny enough.
Well, I didn't think it met it.
Okay. Well, I guess I don't know. I'll pay you $10,000.
No, I don't need that.
Oh. Pretty good deal there.
Boy, that almost got to. I'd like to have your job.
Damn, a muser fight. They hate each
very
other.
Very rare muser
they
fight.
Really?
Hate
each other.
All right, so.
So what was he saying is his problem? Just that it's.
Because I think of the five things that they gave.
He only did
them,
one.
He did one because no. Wi-Fi wasn't a part of it. And you're saying Moron Dog wasn't a part of
no,
it?
No, it wasn't.
Okay,
either.
Well, then he kind of went off and did his own thing, and he only did one of the proposed things, five things on the list.
I thought it was good, and it was awkward, and it was weird.
It's that he didn't just read the script word for word. Like, that's what Craig kept saying throughout that audio, is that you needed to read it, because they played a little bit of Bob's, and they're like, look, he read it word for word.
That's the thing. This is a script. That's why we wanted him to read it, is because it is so – they're all so dumb.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I definitely read
that was the –
Yeah, it
I
was.
Remember you guys laying
it out. We typed
it out,
too. Yeah, we typed everything out for them specifically on one piece of paper, all four of the bits, so they would have them right there.
Well, I definitely read it word for word.
Okay.
And it's really cringeworthy to hear James Hanna ride through the Barbaro group call. But we'll get to that next on the ticket. We're doing golf bet payoff.
God rest his soul.
And the name of the game was to find three cowboys and to wow them and waste their time with famous ticket bits. Gus Johnson was my target.
Gilmer.
And my target was going to be to share with him the Alexi ticker. And I think we have a little bit of the Alexi ticker just to show you what we're talking about here. I think baseball is in
And in baseball, we had the Rangers who played on last night, and they played against someone that I don't know right now, but they choked against the Royals, and they did not win, and I don't have a score on that game. Also in baseball, the Astros played the Cubs yesterday and won 4-1. Mariners won because they're in the Western Conference. We're keeping up with them. They lost 8-7 to the Orioles.
Also, okay.
That's it.
So that's what –
That's it.
We
it's
had
incredible.
To work into a cowboy.
That was a Saturday morning, and – The ticker guy, I don't know what happened.
It's the most confusing 30 seconds on the ticket.
It's wonderful.
So here is my time waste with cowboy running back.
So you have the script and you're just reading it word for word?
Well, I mean, I'd have to try to work it into a conversation.
Okay.
But that didn't take long, trust me. So here is me and young Gus Johnson, who's about to make his first start.
Hey, just seeing how you feel heading into your first action here on Thursday.
I feel good. Going into it with a good bit of confidence, so I hope that'll help me perform.
Is the first actual live action? Is that cause for any jitters, or is it just football?
I mean, of course.
Can you pause it real quick?
Yes, sir.
You're very quiet.
I mean, there's no one there.
Very quiet.
Yeah. There's not a time where Bob is speaking this softly.
No, and well, it look, it is
pillow talk.
Oh yeah.
Hey baby,
go ahead.
I love you.
Because you know, it's just like whenever you're in high school, whenever you're in college, and that first game, you always got jitters. But you know, all I need is that first hit. The jitters are gone, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, what an opportunity, huh?
Yes, sir.
What, are you, do you follow baseball at all?
No, not really.
Well, in baseball, we had the Rangers played on last night, and they played against someone I don't know right now, but they choked against the Royals, and they did not win, and I don't have a score on that game yet. But in yesterday's, the Astros played the Cubs and won 4-3, and then the Mariners, who won because they're in the Western Conference, we keep track of them. They lost 8-7 against the Orioles. I don't know if you're keeping up on that, but I wanted to make sure you knew all that going into the game.
I don't know how that's going to help me, but I guess that's pretty cool. Thank you.
Yes!
Dude, that was great.
Yes!
That's the payoff.
Yes!
That's exactly how it should go.
That's what we wanted. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you envisioned, right?
I guess that's pretty cool.
I don't know how it's going to help me in the game.
How about, hey, do you like baseball? No.
No, I don't.
Oh. I'm like, oh, damn. Right?
And you're like, oh,
kind of, then in Norm fashion, I don't care what your response was. I'm about to do this.
Right, I don't even want to give you scores. I'm going to give you the most confusing form
details
of scores
about
ever,
the games. Yeah,
yeah, ever.
Like, I had so much pressure because there were no players left, so I could not bail if
and
you
it's
didn't
just
like
you
baseball.
Two?
Pretty much.
See, that's the thing. The thing of where I thought George let you guys off the hook, it wasn't just you guys and him to react to you. He could then pay attention to George, and you were in the background.
Yeah.
That guy had nothing else to look at except Bob.
Yeah, true.
Well, that Bob had
and they
no,
were basically
there's
standing,
no lifeline.
They're basically standing on the right 100-yard field by themselves.
Yeah.
Like, there are some people over here because George is doing this, but they were alone.
That was great.
Yeah, that was nerve-wracking.
You like baseball? No.
Okay.
Well, the Rangers played last night.
And I don't know who they be.
So then I moved on to the Grubbs Barbaro moment, and here's that audio.
Are we with the same guy?
No, this is. I'll move on to James Hanna, but I want to let everyone hear Grubbs do it first.
I almost feel like, you know, there really hasn't been a whole lot of talk about it since. You know, just the impact. You know, of why are, I just how can we let this happen? You know, why do we have to? Why couldn't they have helped live? It almost doesn't make sense to me. You know, all this, you know, wonderful medical technology, and we can't even fix a horse's bones. Just doesn't seem right.
Okay, so
I don't know, Norm.
How in the world am I going to get to Barbaro with James Hanna? And you're going to hear one of the most ridiculous Hail Mary premises ever, but I gave you my best shot. Here is Flower Mound's own Cowboy tight end James Hanna.
Who, by the way, his parents listen to the station. We
do they?
That. Yeah.
Well, to Mr. and Mrs. Hanna, please apologize to your son. Here it comes.
Hey, James. Can I get a moment with you? Just getting your thoughts on going into action on Thursday night, getting some live action.
That's awfully general. Would you mind being more specific?
Oh,
my God.
Ooh.
No. Already? Wow.
Do you know him or no?
No, I've never met
him. He's not busting balls?
No.
Oh, no.
Wow. I've never. Because that's.
I wonder
that's
if
just a common thing for a reporter to say,
that.
And you're like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, see, well, looking forward to playing.
I wonder if he knows you because he's good friends with our former intern, Perry, and if he's trying, like, maybe he's trying to bust your balls because I've never heard anyone do that.
No, no, and you're getting ready to drop Barbaro on him, too.
That's one of the most common things for anybody to say,
no
though.
No doubt
is,
about it. That is
and they'll
an
be like, oh, yeah, the crack's going well,
can,
we're looking forward
anywhere.
To a real,
yeah.
real game.
So, yeah, and by the way, at this point, there's no turning back.
Does that throw you off? Like
a little bit, yeah.
Because
yeah.
he is basically the last.
Like you're only asking that to break the ice.
Yeah,
so
yes, yeah.
Like I just want you to talk for a minute, and then I'll jump in.
Because Holmes, that's the easiest part of the interview, and you didn't like that question. Okay. You're gonna love the next few.
Hey James, can I get a moment with you? Just getting your thoughts on going into action on Thursday night and some live action.
That's awfully general. Would you mind being more specific?
Just with the first game against the Chargers, just playing against someone else. I just can't.
Oh, okay.
It is really general, and I'm sorry about that.
Already apologize. I mean, it's kind of like an annual thing, it seems like. Decently familiar with them, which is kind of nice. The first one's like that. You know, it is still a training camp, and really, it's a lot like practice, really. I mean, it's exactly the same as practice, except it's in game format. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm excited a little bit, but it's nothing like the season, so.
Ready for a flimsy premise? Here
yeah.
we go.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is.
Do you ever kind of compare last year's run? Do you ever think about it in terms of other sports, like what the 07 Lakers did or Barbaro in 06 or anything like that compared to your playoff run?
I mean, if we had won it all, I probably would say something like that. But,
nice.
I mean, just, you know, we were pretty close, but we didn't get there. So I think that's really all. That's all it is to me.
Do you follow horse racing at all?
Oh. Do not.
You know the story of Barbaro?
No.
Just, well, we were talking about it on our show. He won the Kentucky Derby big, and then in the Preakness kind of broke his leg. And, of course, horse racing, unlike football, with Detroit being the Kentucky Derby and the Green Bay game being the Preakness. Of course, horses don't play the next season if they break a leg. But I almost feel like there hasn't been much of talk about it since, you know, just the impact of how they could let that happen to Barbaro. You know, why do we have to? We couldn't have helped it live. It just doesn't make sense to me. All this wonderful medical technology, and they can't even fix a horse's bones.
I mean, I don't really have too much comment about it.
That's totally fair. I get that, James. Thank you. Good luck Thursday.
Yes! Yes! That's what I want.
So you know, if he doesn't have a comment on, hey, how's camp going?
There's no way.
He's definitely not going to have a – and he did the – do you know anything about horse racing? No.
No.
Well, let me tell you. Let me tell you all about it.
Well, I don't care what you just said because I'm going to keep talking.
Here, listen to the dismount exchange. I think it's excruciating.
Bones.
I mean, I don't really have too much comment about that.
That's totally fair. I get that, James. Thank you. Good luck Thursday.
No problem. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Oh, man.
Boy, at the end, he gave you thanks.
Man, can we hear the whole thing again? Like, not the whole thing, but just once you start into Barbaro. Because I swear, whenever you say something about the Lakers or Barbaro, and he says, no, not really, you go, nice.
Yeah, you did.
Ever kind of compare last year's run? Do you ever think about it in terms of other sports, like what the 07 Lakers did or Barbaro in 06 or anything like that compared to your playoff run?
I mean, if we had won it all, I probably would say something like that. But
nice.
We were pretty close, but we didn't get there. So I think that's really all. That's all it is to me.
You follow horse racing at all?
Yeah, I can't listen to this.
Play it! Play it!
You know the story of Barbaro?
No.
We were talking about it on our show. He won the Kentucky Derby big, and then in the Preakness kind of broke his leg. And, of course, horse racing, unlike football, with Detroit being the Kentucky Derby and the Green Bay game being the Preakness. Of course, horses don't play the next season if they break a leg. But I almost feel like there hasn't been much of talk about it since, you know, just the impact of how they could let that happen to Barbaro. You know, why do we have to? We couldn't have helped it live. It just doesn't make sense to me. All this wonderful medical technology, and they can't even fix a horse's bones.
I mean, I don't really have too much comment about that.
That's totally fair. I get that.
See, that's where the George was sitting there talking to the guy when you were doing your bit.
Right, that's the difference.
And that gave him a lifeline. This guy had nothing to turn to except Bob.
Because
Bob had nothing to.
I guarantee you McLean would have walked off and you guys would have had to walk behind him.
Yeah, keep singing.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Yeah, right, that's the whole point. Yeah, Bob's on
that's why George should get a pass from Junior for his not pulling it off as well as Bob. I want to hear the baseball. Is this all you got?
Yeah.
Okay, because I want to hear the baseball one.
Yeah, okay. I had
the baseball one.
I tried to get three so hard.
No, you're good.
The only guy left was Danny McCray after Gordon whipped him for 10 minutes, and Danny McCray looked at me and said, he saw the papers in my hands. He said, no way.
It is funny.
I just talked to the guy back there for 10 minutes.
I heard
Gordon's
was great.
Which one were you going to do?
The Chief Kunkel.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, that was going to be my
I'm
third
about
one.
15 yards away, so I can't hear. The only thing I see is McCray turn around
and point,
and point to Gordon and shake his head and walk right by Bob.
After
that's
that,
not happening.
I am done.
You want to hear Gus Johnson hear baseball scores?
I want to hear the baseball one again because I love when you're like, do you like baseball?
Okay.
No.
All right.
Okay, well, let me tell you.
I'll fast forward a bit.
Whenever you're in high school, whenever you're in college, and that first game, you always got jitters, but – you know, all I need is that first hit. The jitters are gone, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, what an opportunity, huh?
Yes, sir.
What, do you follow baseball at all?
No, not really.
Well, in baseball, we had the Rangers who played on last night, and they played against someone I don't know right now, but they choked against the Royals, and they did not win, and I don't have a score on that game. But in yesterday's, the Astros played the Cubs. And won 4-3, and then the Mariners, who won because they're in the Western Conference, we keep track of them. They lost 8-7 against the Orioles. I don't know if you're keeping up on that, but I wanted to make sure you knew all that going into the game.
I don't know how that's gonna help me, but I guess that's pretty cool.
Oh boy. High five. You there are you the
best thing on the radio.
There That's you awesome. You win radio today.
You are the best thing on the radio.
It's really uncomfortable.
You win.
I'd like to win golf next time.
You win.
That's good.
I
good
feel
stuff.
That those birdies that I pumped in were all worth it. They were all worth it, man.
All right, it is 2:50, and this is the ticket.